It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg girls basketball with head coach Brady Driscoll. A 70-33 victory over North Butler here on the home court tonight in this regional quarterfinal. And you guys took care of business from the opening tip-off pretty much. What did you like about how your team was able to perform and leaving no doubt tonight?
Yeah, we got out and ran a little bit more tonight than we have in the past couple games. Offense was a little better, too, just going in and out, looking inside. Peyton had a really good first quarter for us, and really overall good game, but really good first quarter, first half for us, and that opened up the outside for some more shots. So credit to the girls for finding those gaps and executing on a lot on offense. On the flip side, defensively, wanted to do a little better job on 11. I think she got away from us a few times for some threes and then went the full length of the floor sometimes for some coast-to-coast layups. So that wasn't our best effort, but the second half really turned around and kept her in check.
Yeah, and you guys really were able to cause havoc on the defensive end with the press here. You caused a lot of turnovers even in the backcourt as well, leading to a bunch of easy buckets. How are you guys able to be so effective there? I have to imagine that's something that you're going to have to be striving for as you go down the stretch here of the postseason as well, being able to frustrate teams like you did tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be clicking on all cylinders, especially in the press, making sure we're covering up all the areas. You know, I think we were a little late to the middle a few times, but even if it does get to the middle, you know, in the backcourt, and then they might make a mistake and throw it on their side of the floor somewhere where we can go get it or get tips, deflections. Peyton Colby do a great job back there for us of getting tips or just catching it and getting it to a guard and then running the floor. Peyton does a really good job, and Colby, they both do a really good job of running the floor. Our guards look ahead and go up the sideline pretty good, and then into the post. We hit that a few times tonight too. So, you know, it takes all five to work a press pretty well, and they did it pretty well tonight.
And a fantastic game for Peyton Closter as well. 24 points on 10 of 13 shooting, and she made her first six shot attempts of the game as well. You said she had a nice start to the game, but when you have a player producing like that, I mean, she was really effective in the post tonight. What can you say about her performance?
Yeah, she's been huge for us all year. I mean, you know, volleyball is her first sport, but she really has taken basketball extremely seriously, and as she should. She's a competitor, and she's come into the year really motivated to do well, and she's done just that, done very well for us. And these past few games, I think, have shown that to what her peak can be. You know, against Waverly, had that 26-point game, and then this one had 24.
Yeah.
On both nights were both pretty good field goal percentage nights, too. You know, and it's probably a lot of credit to her teammates, too, of finding her, doing a good job of drawing her defender out and kicking to her. But she does a great job of finishing and staying ready for those passes. And then, like I said earlier, she runs the floor very well and gets herself into good position for some run-out layups. So she's been really, really good for us. Really proud of her efforts really all year.
And throughout your tenure here and the time that I've been here as well, it seems like, you know, every year you get this this regional quarterfinal round, you're able to get one of these kind of games where you're able to, you know, win it pretty handily. But then you go into the regional semifinal against a much tougher team. I mean, that's always the case, right? But these next few days, what's the intensity going to have to be like in practice when it comes to the scouting report, focus, things like that, as you get ready to face Denver on
Friday? That's just it. It's focus, scouting report. It's discipline. It's just focusing on and listening on what the game plan is. You know, if it's a team we've seen twice, they've seen us twice. So those third matches, matchups that you see, both teams know each other very, very well, so it's going to come down to some little things. Free throws here and there, knowing out of balance plays, not giving up offensive rebound, little things like that. That could be 6-8 point swings in a game like this, could be the difference. So just paying attention to little details. You know, we're not going to get to be too much better shooters in 2 days, but we can get better at some disciplinary things and locking in on some different things. So it'll have to be a sharp 2 days for us, and they'll be ready to roll Friday.
Yeah, and I mean, AP and Denver been going back and forth for years. There's not a lot of love lost between the two programs, and I know it's one that the girls really want after the two losses in the regular season.
Well, shoot, I mean, even going back to two of our assistants, Caitlin and Ellie, that was their senior year. We had that sub-state game at Denver and fell short there, I think a single-digit loss, and they want it just as much as the girls want it, so they're going to do everything they can. We're going to do everything we can to get them ready for that one. I think there'll be some, you know, extra after they beat us pretty good at home, and I think we took that one pretty hard. So knowing that we were probably going to get a third chance at them, and that third chance is on Friday, they'll be ready to roll.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about this win here tonight?
No, I'm just proud of the girls. Season goes by. It's a long season, but it's hard to believe we're already at this point where we're looking ahead to some second-round playoff action. But proud of everyone for the way they played tonight. Good crowd, and we'll need a good crowd on Friday night, too.
You bet. That's AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll. Thanks for the time tonight.
You bet. Thanks, Jamal.